Yom Rosh Lakish, like I said, Yom Rosh Lakish, Liyodlam Lakona. No, you know, the kids are not Kona, Achiyama Ploini, Yaploini, Yersha Sada Ploinis, O Ploinis, Sheno Satin, Lehemba Matana, the Yersha. That Rosh Lakish says, so Rosh Lakish explains, that's what's going on the Mishnah there. It's going on another case. But our Kohanim, he says it like a different Shtaris. He has to say to each one of them, Alosha Matana. It's not enough if he says to one son in Lashon Matan of a present, and the other son he just says Yerusha. That's no good. He has to say the word Matan is given in a present to everyone separately. That's what Lashon. Lo'olam lekona shirema ploini or ploini, Yerusha saw the ploinis or ploinish, shenasatim lehema matana. You have to say to each one also in Lashon, I'm giving it to you a present. If you say to each one separately, Lashon Matana, even though you also said the word Yerusha, then it's okay. So there we also pass like Rosh Lakish. Vidach, what's the third case? The Tanan. Ha'koysev kol nechosev lebenoi. Liyacha moise. If a father that's alive right now writes and says, I'm giving all my nechosev to my son, but when should it be chal after I die? He made the star right now, but should only be chal after I die, liyacha moise. In such a case is, ha'av eni yochol imchor, the father right now when he's alive cannot sell the karka to anybody else. But nation is sata leben, because he gave it over to his son already. Ben, the son, also when Yochalim can't sell to anybody right now. Because right now it's Meshusav. In other words, it's like this. The father said, the son, you own it, but when? After I die. So right now it's cool. The father has a king in Paris. Anything that grows out of the cock of the father can eat and can use it. Just the mind, so the Karen, the goof, is going to go to his son. So who had been the son cannot sell it right now either, because right now the father has the right to eat the Paris. Now what's going to be Mochorav? Let's say the father does sell it. So what he can sell is the schus paris, the schus to use the karka until the father dies, he can sell it. Like he'll be alive another 5 years. For the next 5 years, he's allowed to sell it, that whoever buys it can use it until the father dies. Achiyomasu. Mochara ben, let's say the ben sold his karka. Aim lokea klum, lokea, the one that bought it has no rights to it. Achiyomasav until the father dies. Because close the mind, the father is alive, the father is the one that has the right to eat it, to use it, to work with it. The Yitma would look like this now. Mochar ha-ben b'chayuav. Let's say the son sold his chus and his karka now when the father was still alive. Umeis ha-ben, and then the son died. B'chayuav, when the father was still alive. And the case is then later the father dies. So the shayla, when the son sold it, doesn't mean anything or not. Rabbi Yechonon nomar loikon lokeich. Lokeich is not kainer it. No. But when the son sold it right now, since the father had the right to Paris, Rabbi Yechonon holds Kinyan Paris, Kinyan Aguftami, the Mechirim means nothing. We'll soon see. For Rosh Lakish Shoma, Kona Lokeich, Rosh Lakish says yes. So the son has a schus to sell it, even though he can't sell it right now, because right now he doesn't own it himself, but he can sell it right now for later. So when the father dies, then the person that bought it gets it. What's the Machoikis? Rabbi Yechonon nomar loikon lokeich is not koina, because he holds kinyan peiros kinyan aguftami. Or kinyan peiros is called kinyan aguftami. That's what Yechonon holds. Therefore, the father right now has a kinyan peiros. The father has the right to eat it, to use the karka. That's called so strong like kinyan aguf. Therefore, the son right now called the father as a lot, calls him on the father's alive, has no schusim in the karka at all, has no rights to it. So the son can't sell it, not even for later. So therefore the mechir is nothing. For Rosh Lakish Shoma, the loch is like Rosh Lakish Shodos, Kona Lakeach. In such a case, when the son sold it, even though the father was alive then, the son has a right to sell the field for the later use. Why? Because Rosh Lakish Shodos, Kinyan Paris. That the father has a right to use the fields right now, it's called the Kinyan Paris. Or the Kinyan to get the Paris, the produce of the Karkon, Lav Kinyan Aguvdami. Rosh Lakish shows that's not kisin like a kinyan aguf dummy. That's not called that strong. Therefore, the son has the kinyan aguf. Therefore, the son has the right to sell his karka to somebody else. So, in such a case, the mechira would be chal. Later, when the father dies, then this person that bore off the son has the right to come and collect the karka. The mindset of that first mechira was chal. These are the three cases we pass like Rosh Lakish. But the Mishnah says, Ein avlat shor kayama. If the kid does not live, so says Yikayim, Tone Mishum Reb Loza, Omru Yoytse Beget. Reb Loza says, now Mishnah, no, you know you have to give her get. You can't stay married to her. And it's the case, again, where you made a Yibum on your Yivam when she's a Maveris. So at the time when you Meyabmu, you did an Avera. Still we say, even though the kid dies,
Lamaisa is yaitza, you have to give her a gift. Omar Rav, we'll soon see why. Even though the Khur Midiraisa didn't do he didn't do anything wrong. Lamaisa the Mubaris was Makil, she lost the kid. So there is the Mitzvah Yib now. So even according to our Mishnah, Dikayin, they can stay married together. So according to Rabbi Yechon holds the first Biyah was good. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to make another Biyah. Rish Lakish holds the first Biyah was no good. You have to make another Biyah. But I call upon our Mishnah, Dikayin, they're allowed to stay married together. Rabbi Lezer argues, and our Mishnah says, no, but the Rabbon is Yaitzi, it's a Kenas. That since the person did an Avera, like he went to be Miyabim, the Mubaris, he had no right to do it. Because at the time of the V, it's a Suffolk Yisrael Raisa. Maybe she'll have a kid, the Ben Kayoma, and then it comes out there's no Mitzvah Yibum, so you're living with an Eishah Sach, an Erva. So therefore, since you did a Suffolk, the Rav Lezo, there's a Knas, that Yitz you have to give her a get. Now, Omar Rav says, you should know, Rabbi Meir, Rav Lezo, Amru Dov Rechet. Rav Lezo and Meir both hold the same Shita. Rav Lezo hold the Amorit. That's this. Then here makes a Knas, you have to give her a get. Rav Meir, where's Rav Meir? It's Kenas Tatanya. Lo Yisadim Muberes Chaverim Nikas Chaverim. If a man dies and his wife is pregnant, another man is not allowed to marry her. You have to wait till after she gives birth, or else Venetian is nursing. You have to wait for 2 years until she finishes nursing. V'yinasa, let's say you didn't listen, you married her, is Yaitzi. You have to get rid of her. Lo Yasser Olamis, there's a Kenas never to marry her back again. Divri Rav Meir. That's Rav Meir Shita. You see, Rameya makes the kanas since she married her, the yisr, that you have to give her a get and never get married to her again. The chomer and chomer say, yoitzi, night now you have to give her a get. But after the 9 months, or after the 2 years, then you could get married to her if you want to. So you see, Rameya makes the kanas, if you did an yisr, you have to get rid of her and you can't marry her back again. So that's like Rabbi Lezer holds also. So Rameya says, no, omulay abayi mimai, what's the proof? Dil malahi, maybe the two svars are not totally zebizir. I tell you, Adkan lo kamar Reb Lezer Ocha. When did Reb Lezer argue in our Mishnah over here? Ele mishum de kapoga v'yisra reshasach t'yiraisa. Here you did a Suffolk Yisra. You went to be miyavim, a pregnant Yivama. You're not allowed to do that. Because maybe on Apiroiv, she's going to give birth to a Ben Kayoma, and then it comes out there's no Mitzvah Yibum. So you're living with an Eshasach. So since you had no right to make this Biyo, even on the tzad, the kid dies later, you was a Suffolk Yisra what you did, you shouldn't have done it, so you make a Knas, that you have to give her a get, and you can't stay married to her. Abul Hossam, but over there, when somebody dies, and his wife is pregnant, that somebody else can't marry his wife, that's only Yisra the Rabbonin. Abul Hossam, the Rabbonin, there is only Yisra the Rabbonin, ki Rabbonin Sfirulei. Maybe there Rablozin doesn't make the Knas. Since it's only this the Rabbanan you did, you have to give her a get, but later maybe you could marry you back. In Amma maybe the other way. Ad kam lo kam Rav Meir Hossam. When did Rav Meir make this Knas? Ele mishum the Rabbanan. Of course, it's only Yosem the Rabbanan to marry a pregnant lady. Vechachomim also chizuk the Reim. Yosem mishal Torah. That's the cloud. The Chomim are afraid people won't listen to them. They'll think it's only Yosem the Rabbanan. So sometimes they have to make something a chizuk, something strong, that people should listen to us. And they make something stronger than Divrei Torah. So that's why Rav Meir made such a kanas, that if somebody marries a pregnant lady, v'yisa, midrabbani, you know how to do it, that you can't marry her anymore, you have to give her a gift, and that's it. Avul hocha ben al mishnah, midiraisa, since the shayla is midiraisa, mifras parshim mina, people won't do it. So now maybe don't have to make a kanas. So maybe Rav Meir will agree to our mishnah. In the case where you're miyabin, you're muberis, your vomit that's muberis, and later the kid dies, the mind said, now you did not do any Navera, so maybe you're allowed to stay married. You have no right, or a mayor would agree to a blessing. Omar Rav says like this, according to Chachomim, that says if you marry a pregnant lady, is Yaitzi beget. You know you have to get rid of her with a get. You have to give her a get. Yeah. There's not enough just to separate. Rav Chachomim say, if you married a pregnant lady, so your next 9 months, until she gives birth for sure, and then she gives birth and calls her while she's nursing, you're not allowed to marry her. So don't think just that you have to stay away from her. No, you have to give her a gift now. Just later, after the time, you can marry her back again. Omar Mazutra, Dekanami is a proof for this source of Tanya. It says, Yaitzi. Says you have to get rid of her. But like Tanya Yafresh, doesn't say just separate from her. Shema Mina. That when the Chom Shit, if you married a pregnant lady, you have to give her a gift now. Omale Rav Ashi, Rav Oishi, Abre, the Ravidi. Hosam Tanan over there, we learned like this. Somebody gives birth, and the kid lives for 30 days, that's not called a nafel. In the case we have a Suffolk, if it's a Ben Kayom or not, you don't know if the kid is a 9-month baby or not, So you have to wait 30 days to see if it's called the Ben Kayyam or not. If the kid lives for 30 days, it's not called an Eifel. Holoi Shor, let's say the kid died within the 30, was killed within the 30 days. Svekev, it's a suffix if the kid was an Eifel or not. Vitma will not like this. Meis v'toich lamna, if the kid gets killed within 30 days. V'yom dovin is katsha, and now she got married. It's rational that this. Meis v'toich shloshim. Dein ha'yivoma, that the yivoma was pregnant, that she had a kid, that the kid died within 30 days. V'niskatsha l'shuk, and she got married to somebody else. V'cheska shepturim mishum b'no. Now, as soon as she gave birth, she had a kid, she thought there's no mitzvah yivam, she's a yivoma, but she has a kid. So she went to get married to somebody else. And there was a suffix if that kid was a Ben Kayyam or not. And now the kid died in the middle of 30 days. So we don't know if the kid was a Ben Kayyam or not. Does the kid patarom from Yibum or not? Oh, the kid was a Naifel that can never live. It doesn't patar from Yibum. There still be a Mitzvah Yibum. It has to be a kid that could live. So now that the kid like was killed within 30 days, we don't know what type of a kid he was. So what happened if she got married already? They'll call it like this. Ravina Mishmei the Rava Omar Emeshus Yisraeli. If she got married to an Emeshus Yisrael Chalitzis, we tell her let her get Chalitza now. I'm on a shock. Let her be potter with Chalitza, and she's mutter to the Emeshus or Yisrael. Let her marry a Chalitzis. The Emeshus Kohen. Let's say she got married to a Kohen, ain't a Chalitzis. Then we don't tell her to make Chalitza. Like we're saying, if they say the Mistoma, the kid was a Ben Kayama, then she's let her stay married. Because if we tell her to get chalitza, Kohen does it to a chalitz. So if we say she doesn't have to have a chalitza. And we're saying that the kid was a Ben Kayama, that there's no zikas yibam. And therefore she's allowed to get married to somebody else. Rav Mishashia Mishmei the Rav Ramano, Achazu V'yachazu Chalitzis. She has to receive chalitza. Since we have a doubt if that kid was a kid of Ben Kayama that would live or not, so we have a suffix if there's a mitzvah yibam or not still, she has to receive chalitza. Even though her husband now is a kohen, and she'll have to receive a get, she'll have to get rid of him. So what? The meister she needs chalitza.